I was born and raised in Burundi, that's East Africa, and I came to the United States in 2.5 years ago. I reached the airport in New York, and I had someone behind me who was talking, and then I thought that he was talking to me. I was like, "Are you talking to me?" I said, no, I'm talking to myself." That was my first time to see someone is talking to himself, and that is one. And then another one is one day we were at a mall shopping, me and my wife, and then someone came, and a lady, she was about to pay. She was before that, and then she went back, and then she was coming again. So we're on the queue on the line, and then she was like, "Excuse me, sweetheart." I was like, "What is this?" You know, that was shocked me because, hey, and then my wife Nadia told me, "It's fine here, yeah, everybody's sweetheart." So I was like, "What is this one? I don't want a problem with my wife." You know, that's the thing I was impressing. And then something else was like, the image we have in Africa for America, especially in Burundi, somehow is different. Back home, life is, it's not that big challenging, you know. It's easy if you compare. This is something you can tell someone in Africa, that in Africa life is easy than here. He can't understand. For example, if I have a good family, I can have a job without doing an exam or an interview. I can open a business without doing nothing. But here you have the process. It doesn't matter who's your parents, or you have to went through all those programs, all those process. So that is different. And here, time is a time. Because Africa, we have all our time. If I give you the appointments at 9, if I'm there at 10, it's fine. You will not blame you. So that's just challenging. Now, when we are coming here, we learn. We have a program, me and my wife now, we started a program to teach, I mean, to go to the elementary schools to talk to people about our journey and how those kids are lucky and they have to be grateful to born here and then to have those access on going to school. Besides that one, you have some, I mean, kids in Africa who doesn't even have the chance to go to school, who walk like 5 miles to go to get the water. So you can compare, it's two different things. But problems are everywhere. Problems are everywhere, but they are different. Yeah. Was not easy for us to be where we are now because my wife, she'd been waiting for only getting the interview for 4 years. So, and last year when the President Donald Trump became a president, that was a critical moment for us because at that time we didn't even have asylum, both me and my wife. And it was like the travel ban, as I was saying, was like, okay, so now we have to fled the country. We have to move and then to go to Canada because Canada was trying to open the borders for us. So we are saying, okay, the only way we can do is to go. You know, it's like we fled from Burundi, now we are fleeing in the United States. That is a reality people can't understand. That you don't have the right in America. That is something sad people don't even talk about. That many, many people, they fled this country to go to seek asylum outside of the United States. So that is the reality of this country. So then after our attorneys told us, no, it's just new, you have to wait and see how it's gonna be. Fortunately, last year, after 4 months, we got our interview. After 1 month, we had asylum. I think sometimes for us, we do things because we don't have any choice. Because we have to do that. So what I'm proud is because I can now talk in English. I can talk to you because when I came 2.5 years ago, I couldn't even speak. You know, I was like listening and watching cartoon with my girls. And from there, that is how I learned. I didn't go to school. You have to learn. because you have your goals, you have to raise your kids, and then you want a better life for them. So how am I going to give them the example to improve in something when I'm not improving now? So, you know, one day I will tell them I was able to learn in 9 months the language. So you don't have an excuse to learn or to achieve something. So I was like, okay, I have to do that. Yeah. My hope is to be American citizen. Yeah, because if you are an American citizen, you are stable in any way. If something happened to you, you are making sure that America can come to save you, to help you, which doesn't exist in many countries.